This episode is sponsored by Blumho Capital. This is the OXS Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa. Episode 24, we talking Grammys. All right, guys. So GMB, JM is one of our writers for OXS Jamaica. She's amazing. She's a pop culture junkie. She's a nerd. I know she's going to cuss me when she listens to this intro. But anyway, we decided to do like our Grammy predictions, not what the Grammys are predicting, but our own predictions. And GMB has added on other things. So we're going to have a little conversation. This is just a little bonus vibe for you guys to hear our predictions and why we thought these amazing projects that came out this year should be nominated. So GMB and I are going to have our little chit chat right now. So I am here, as I told you guys before, talking to writer, editor, pop culture junkie, Wells McKeon Carlyle. I said nerd in the beginning of the thing.
I don't know. Don't know about that.
aloof. GMB, me now gonna put the JM at the side because you don't know. When you start talk, everybody knows who you are, but GMB has written like all the dope features that you see in OXS Jamaica. It's her. She's the shit. She's the bee's knees. And I'm blowing your trumpet for you. Welcome to OXS Jamaica's podcast, Reasonings with Odessa. And it's the Grammy bonus edition.
Yep.
We actually decided to do some predictions. Most of it was actually your predictions.
Yeah.
But I agreed.
Yeah, we discussed it.
You know, I agreed with majority of them. Yeah. And we're going to go straight for the reggae ones because, you know, we're based in Jamaica and that's like,
and that's our category.
Yes, that's our category. So let's go with the ones that your nomination, no, let's go with what you thought the Academy was going to nominate first.
Right. I said that the Buju was at the top of the list for me. That I figured the Academy is going to nominate Buju because he's been away for a while.
Right. You know?
And he's back now and everybody's happy that he's back and it just makes sense. And the Academy is nostalgic like that.
So
that was at the top of my list. And then, you know, I had to add in the veteran, the legend, you know, the R.I.P. Toots. We had to add him in because the Grammy is nostalgic, like I said, you know. So I thought that, you know, there's no way, you know, especially since he left us.
He left us. It was a good album as well. And the people that put the project together is Trojan Records, some friends of mine as well. Big up Zach and big up Shush that worked on that project with Toots. And they're just like huge fans of the music and the culture. Zach is actually one of the Rolling Stones' sons. He's... my mind has gone blank because I can smell the food and I'm hungry, but he is reggae. He's rock royalty working with reggae royalty. So
right, and the Rolling Stones are huge fans of all reggae royalty.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So that was a no-brainer.
No brainer. It was a good project as well. So rest in peace, Uncle Toots, rest in peace. So what was the other one? Now we stand for this, Marley. We do.
Yeah, we love Skip. We're not gonna pretend like we don't love Skip. We love Skip. and it makes sense because the project was a good project. It's not like we're gonna stand him and it's a crap project. It's a good project. It's a good EP.
If it was a crap project, we would have cussed him because we're stands.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Higher Place was good. And I figured, you know, we know that the Marleys have a long-standing relationship with the Grammy. Mm-hmm. They love the Marleys. And mm-hmm. the Marleys do it the right way. A lot of people love to complain. But mm-hmm. the Marleys, they submit their music. If you don't submit your music, you cannot complain.
Right.
You don't submit your music. You don't market yourself. You don't have get people voting and stuff. It's not going to go anywhere.
So
you can't complain when somebody has done it the right way and gets in, you know?
Yeah.
So I figure Skip was going to do that because, you know, his mom is the type of mom who is a machinery, and she's been in it forever. So she know how it work and she know how to go about doing things. And it's a good album.
It's a great solid album. It's a solid debut album. Yeah. I'm so proud of him. So big up, We Stand for Skip Marley. Big up Skip Marley. Big up Sadella and the whole Tuff Gong International crew. And we also got to send them some love because they always repost, share our posts that we put up on the blog and on our Twitter and Instagram. And they don't have to do it, but they do.
Yeah, they don't have to do it. They really don't, because they don't need us.
No.
that's for sure.
Yeah.
The other two people that I had in was, I had Ziggy in because, like I said again, you know, they tend to like the Marley and the nostalgia and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And since it was Ziggy actually released two albums, but one of them, from what I've read, it did not fall into the window.
Right.
That he could be submitted, so right. His personal album couldn't have been, but the tribute album to his mm-hmm. dad, the live album, it could have been submitted. I don't know if he submitted it because I'm not a Grammy insider.
No, we're not.
perhaps he didn't submit it, or you know, probably he wasn't interested in that, mm-hmm. and he didn't submit it because you know, probably just celebrating his dad.
Right.
But he did a good job, the musicianship on the album, which it supersedes Ziggy. I mean, Ziggy is a superstar, but the musicians behind him were excellent.
Excellent.
And that's why I thought that it was a great body of work. I mean, yeah, we know that it's his dad's songs he's singing over and over again, and we're like, oh my God, it's, you know, it's the same. No, it's not necessarily the same thing. Because you listen to how they play the instrument, the stylizing of it and all of that. And it was great. And I thought maybe, but like I said, I'm not an insider, so maybe he didn't submit it.
Right. But that was one. We still love that. Yeah, it's a good project.
We'll listen to it. So it was a good project. And honestly, Protégé. I am stunned by that one.
I think everybody is stunned.
I don't know what went wrong there.
Everybody's stunned. Like, wait, what? Like, today,
did he
even
not submit it?
I'm sure Protégé submitted it.
That's what
I'm
thinking.
I am sure he submitted it.
I don't understand that one at all. Because I'm like, it's a solid major label collaborative effort.
Yeah.
And when
he first released a couple of the tracks, we were like,
I can't say I didn't love everything that he was, but Porto was playing with us because when he dropped the album, I was like, oh, you're playing with us, man.
Yeah.
you put out the normal tracks.
Yeah.
And they hit us with the big ones.
Exactly.
The big guns.
Exactly.
It's a solid project, so I don't understand. And he has the relationship now that with the RCA. I was like, you know, I figure maybe RCA would push him and him would push himself.
I'm just stunned. I think everybody was stunned. Like even today on Twitter, I saw somebody just like a whole thread of why.
I don't understand that one.
I really don't understand that one
because I thought that was just a shoe in, just like the Buju. I thought mm-hmm. that Protégé was, you know, a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those were the five picks that I thought, you know, the Buju upside down, 2020, Skip Marley, Higher Place, Protégé in Search of Lost Time, Toots and the Maytals, Got to Be Tough. And Ziggy Marley, the Bob Marley 70th celebration part one live. Mm-hmm. Those were my five choices that I thought that, you know, the Academy would nominate. And right. I mean, we didn't really do too bad because three of them actually went in.
Right.
And further to that, I had a dark horse list that had a fourth nominee on the dark horse list. So maybe we can jump over to the dark horse.
Yeah, we're going to jump over to it's GMB, JM's dark horse nominee picks.
Yeah.
That's happening, right?
Yeah. And we're going in alphabetical order. So, you know, don't have any let's not have any kittens, guys.
Yeah.
So, Jason Mraz, yes, it's so outlandish. But mm-hmm. guess what? If you're not listening to music that is being released and that is in a specific category, then I cannot help you.
Sorry.
Jason Mraz put out a reggae album and it sounds good.
It's dope. It's actually really dope. I was quite surprised.
I was surprised too. It was a good album. And I say, you know what? It's on the dark horse. It deserves to be on the dark horses because it's a solid body of work, you know? And I mean, I had the Wailers, the one that actually got nominated, one of the albums that got nominated, the Wailers One World album.
Yeah.
I have that on the dark horse nominee list as well. Because I listened to the album and it's a good album. A lot of people be like, what? The Wailers? Who that?
They don't even know.
The Wailers still exist? You know, but if you don't listen to the music that people put out and good music, then you're not going to know.
Yeah,
but that was a good album, man.
It's solid. It's another solid album. And they always put out a great body of work. They're actually great. Exactly. They're always consistently touring as well. And this is what people don't really understand.
And they're great musicians.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that the musicianship of it all, the Grammy love those things too. It's not necessarily about how famous you are or whatever. It's producing a proper body of work.
I agree. Yeah. So you have your other two. Well, there's three that were actually in again. So we have Protégé again as your dark horse and Skip Marley that's actually in. And Ziggy Marley again with the Bob Marley 75th celebration album. That's another dark horse.
Right. But, you know, like I say, I don't know. Maybe he didn't submit or whatever.
Yeah, we don't know about that. If you want Carl, we have some Mekwino Agwan.
Right, yeah.
You have your nominee picks now. This is what you said, and me, because there's about two projects on there that I said yes, they should be nominated. Three actually.
Yeah.
You want to start off with the first one?
Let us go back to the ones that the Grammy nominated for a little bit, because the fifth album that I didn't put on it was the Maxi Priest album. And let me tell you, I'm not mad at it being nominated. I am not mad at it being nominated.
You know what? I totally didn't even know that Maxi put out an album. So I didn't even know.
But, you know, I listened to the album. It's a good album. No problems here with that. So I have no issues with that. It's a solid album. And we have to big up Shaggy. Produced about nine of the 15, because I think it's 15 tracks on it.
Wow.
And Shaggy produced about nine of the 15. So, and he's featured on about four, I think.
So it's a Shaggy album.
So yeah. So it's a Shaggy Maxi Priest
album. Maxi Priest and Shaggy.
Exactly. So big up Shaggy, big up Maxi Priest. Good for y'all. We're happy for you. So that's a deserving nom. So we can run over to my personal picks that I thought should have been nominated. These people deserve to be nominated. And let me start with Busy Signals, Parts of the Puzzle.
Good album. Well, I haven't listened to that album. So
I listened to it. The production and it is good. Obviously, the writing is going to be good. And the delivery is going to be good because it's Busy Signal.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I mean, I expect the album to be good, but I never expect it to be that good. I love the album from start to end. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's a submission issue again, or maybe the Grammy have this thing where they stick to more the reggae. And kind of sometimes forget about the dancehall artists because some people they put into a dancehall lane and they will never nominate.
Take them out and they never take them out, yeah.
Never. And unless these persons get on like a huge, huge label that pushes them, like crazy, crazy push them. So I don't know what happened, because like I said, I'm not an insider, but it's a good album. I don't know if he didn't submit. I don't know if he didn't have the machinery behind him. Mm. I don't know if the Grammy just flat out ignore him because, you know, they think he's a dancer, actor or something. And further to that, the Grammy need to expand the reggae category.
Yeah, so we do reggae and we do dancehall. We can do reggae and we can do dancehall.
We can do reggae and dancehall. Mm-hmm. The Latinx have a billion different categories. Pop have a whole heap of categories. R&B have a whole, why reggae can't get more categories.
Reggae music is injected into so many other people's musics, including
of course,
pop,
like reggaeton. Like reggaeton and pop.
Like pop, like Afrobeat, like man. Everything.
Exactly.
Global, so I don't know. I don't even know why we can't even be nominated in a global.
I don't even, exactly. why can't be in pop?
Yeah.
Why can't be in pop?
Yeah.
The Grammy can do us some justice with that. I would say expand into a reggae song of the year, a record of the year, because we can't get a reggae song of the year then. All right, we're now going to push with reggae song of the year, a reggae album of the year, a dancehall song of the year, a dancehall album of the year. Mm. I feel like enough music is being put out by both us and people who love us and imitate us to satisfy those four categories. I feel like we can get four categories, and I feel like we need to be an ear too.
I feel like
we need to be an ear.
There's so much material that came out this year. Like, so much good music was produced this year.
A lot.
Like, you're dizzy. You're just dizzy. You don't even know where to turn from dizziness, from in reggae and in dancehall. For those that are in the committee, I know a couple of them that are in the committee. It's something that we have to put forward to. People are like saying I need to be in the committee too. So I really have to go and see how I can get in to become part of the Grammy committee. But we need more.
Some of the people on the committee probably is a great segue, probably have never heard of my other second nominee with behind the Busy Signal parts of the puzzle.
Let's go into
it's Dre Allen. Dre
exactly.
Allen. I love
John Legend. Album. I call him Reggae's John Legend.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not doing that to Dre Allen. Dre Allen is Jamaica's Dre Allen.
You know why I call him that? It's just because he sits behind the piano and he actually plays. And people
understand.
When I saw that with Dre, I was like, wait, what? Like, yo, this is cool. The man bad like
he's a proper singer. He's a proper musician. Mm-hmm. You know? I understand the comparison, but I'm not gonna agree with you. He's Jamaica's Dre Island.
All right, so
I know. Yeah, so his album Nowhere Rise is a beautiful album. I'm telling you, I'm not going to act like I listen to every single thing that Dre Allen has ever put out. I know he's a brilliant artist, musician. And I say, you know what? First of all, another stick 10,000 pins in our artists not putting a lot of energy and money into visuals. Visuals are very important.
Correct.
Because it's the visuals for the Nowhere Rise. I see the visuals and I'm like, oh my God, this is
breathtaking.
So I'm like, nah, I have to listen to this. Because even if I don't want to listen to this, I have to listen to this. Because his team went all out with the visuals. And they deserve for me to spend my time and listen to this.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and I was pleasantly surprised. And I say, yo, this is a beautiful album. So big up yourself. I personally would have nominated you if I was on the Grammy committee. Mm-hmm. If it was up to me, you'd have gotten nominated.
Yeah, man.
So that's the second one. Thirdly, are going into Etana. Not a huge Etana fan.
Yeah, well, hello.
I
actually told her that in the podcast. I said, I have a friend. I was not a huge fan, but let me tell you, she read your album.
Guess what? It don't matter if I'm a huge fan or not. The album is amazing. Again, her artwork pulled me in.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is a beautiful album cover. And I listened to the music, and the music even better than the actual.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
No, big up yourself, Etana. You deserve a nomination.
He deserves a nomination.
And you know, the Grammy tend to be ignoring our women.
Yeah.
The Grammy
She's been nominated already, but she could have been nominated again because that album, again,
exactly,
it was so solid. It was so good. And it's just so many songs and so many hits. And Etana is a global. She's global.
Yes.
She has fans all over the world.
She could be nominated in several categories.
Yeah, man.
And they need to stop pigeonhole us. Stop pigeonhole us. Because she could easily be in an R&B category. She could easily be in one of the R&B. Yeah, she has a beautiful, the texture of her voice is beautiful. The writing on the album is great. The production, love the album. Gemini, I'm talking about, by the way, because I may have not mentioned it.
Gemini.
So, yeah, Etana would have been, I would have voted for her.
If you haven't listened to that album, guys, again, you need to go and listen to it.
You need to listen to those three albums. You need to listen to Busy Signals, Parts of the Puzzle. You need to listen to Dre Island's Now I Rise. And you need to listen to Etana's Gemini.
We're going to skip over Skip. We talked about Skip already.
And yeah, go and listen to Skip, Higher Place. And for all the people who like to say, oh, it's a Marley again, just go listen to Higher Place. Let us move on to the fifth person that I personally would nominate is Spider Benz. I found out super late that Spider had an album as well. What is going on with that? Is it that the machine? What, him don't have the machinery?
He did a lot of promotion on that album. Personally, I had him on a show that I produce for TVJ. He did a lot of promotion on that album.
What was it down here though?
It was down here, and he did a lot of promotion.
People don't hear. I mean, I know that.
I think radio didn't show it as much love and support. Only a few
maybe that maybe that's
did.
It. Maybe that's it.
But in the UK, there was an album that he recorded in the UK, and man, I'm so proud of that.
Chilligan,
yeah,
amazing album. The production good. Spraga is Spraga. I mean,
and it showed like another side of Spraga that is not normally what you're going to hear of him. You know what I mean?
True.
So he took a chance and he did something refreshing and something totally different. And just to show you how versatile he is as well.
And something that is mellifluous.
Yes.
It's something that,
this is
you
your
know,
big word, yeah. Man, the tongue twist up in a mellifluous.
No, it's pleasing to the ear.
Yeah.
You need to want to listen to the Spraga album.
Listen, it's, they had Spraga's people.
I would have nominated.
Mrs. Spraga's people call us up, call me up, you know. How come Spraga's not on the list? And oh, I'm like, wait, what? I said, my girl, you never go check this up. I go look. There's no way we would have missed that out. There's no way we would have missed that out.
No, you need to go and listen. You guys need to go and listen to that album. It's a proper album. Spraga doing his things. Spraga. I mean, big up. We don't expect any less from Spraga. Never.
Never.
Nah.
I wish we could see more, but...
Yeah. Yeah, so basically that was my five. the Grammy, obviously, probably don't even know that these albums exist. but we've had these arguments over the years.
I think I know the Spraga Benz one must have been in, but I don't know how many people didn't vote for it.
I don't know. Well, there's that. There's that little part of it. Because it requires voting. So everybody in the music industry locally, you guys need to sign up. You need to register yourself or however the Grammy frames
process
it. And vote. You have to vote for your peers. So you cannot just be down here complaining and not voting for your peers or whatever. You can't expect that. I've heard a few other names called, like or lovely popcorn, and you know,
yes.
But if you guys don't register, but
Poppy, I don't even know. Maybe it was with, maybe, but when did Fixtape come out? Fixtape was
it was within the window. It was within the window. Yeah, it was in the window.
So maybe he did, because it's OVO. So
yes, so
maybe it was, and maybe the people just didn't feel to vote for it. But it's an extremely popular.
I don't know.
You know,
but sometimes I don't know either, because sometimes we love the music so much, sometimes we don't push ourselves towards the awards because we don't do it for the accolades,
right?
Which, you know, it's for real, it's a for real thing with Jamaicans. We do the music because we love the music,
we
don't necessarily do it. Yeah, we will get vexed when people don't recognize, but sometimes we have to do a little bit of the legwork to get the awards, because we know how pretentious some of these awards things are, and you have to submit yourself for it. It's somebody not just going to get up and come and say, oh, we love it, so we're going to take it. No, they want you to put out some kind of effort too.
Yeah, you've got to put in work. And you got a campaign as well. You got to neatly do a little campaign in it as well.
True.
So,
but register.
Please, you know, everybody.
Become a part of the academy, because if you don't have a vote, you don't have a talk.
You don't have a say, just like our elections.
Exactly.
All right, so we also are going to start talking something that's outside of our category, because we are pop culture junkies, so we don't really care. Yeah, we're still going to keep it within some stuff of the African diaspora and the Caribbean diaspora and people that we've adopted, that we rate.
Right.
We're going to start with my favorite. I don't care what anybody says. Burna!
It's such a stan.
I am the biggest stan of Burna Boy. Everybody knows it, except for Burna. I think Burna even knows it now.
I can't blame you for that one. I personally enjoyed Twice as Tall.
Yeah, man.
I guess I figured out that it's a more world music than a reggae, and more world music, Afrobeat type of, than reggae.
Yeah, he stepped out of more of the Afrobeat. Well, you know what? The thing with Burna is that he's so diverse. So the last album was very much a dedication to Africa, the African giant. And the album before that was a bit of everything. It was more of like a UK, how his upbringing is, a UK style hip hop with R&B and that kind of vibe. And then this one is now like a global vibe. Right.
Because he wants that, you know, it's an appeal to a wider.
And I'm happy because there's people that I know that worked on the project. Big up yourself, Randy Valentine. Big up yourself, Jules as well, that worked on the project. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy. I'm just really happy for them that they got a nomination for Best Global Music Award with Burna Boy. And those that are sleeping on this album, well, not idiots. I'm not gonna listen.
No, go and listen to it. Go and listen to it. Because I have a list. I have a list of a few tracks that I've been listening to, you know, in our pandemic. I think some of our friends would love that word. Stuff our friends. But I have, there are like three. I love the entire album, Twice as Tall, but there are three tracks that I love. It's a Wonderful.
It's very South. It's a South African homage sound to that to that song.
And that 23, which I think is some kind of a tribute to Jordan. And Monsters We Made. I think he did that with Chris Martin from Coldplay. Right. Yeah, very, like, you might be like, oh, why is he doing something with Chris Martin from Coldplay? But
you know, he did something with Lily Allen, so I don't see why.
Exactly. So, because some people can't understand that sometimes we have to step outside our box.
But Burna is that. Burna is so diverse that people are not, those that are just learning him now, that they're just getting into it to know that. He grew up in the UK. He's Nigerian, but he grew up in the UK. And when you grew up in the UK like me, your global. Mind space and your sound is so global. You listen to so many different genres of music and respect it. Just like today, I could go from Bounty Killer to Kate Bush and still don't even care.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So listen to that track, the lyrics.
I like way too deep. Like, because I'm way too deep. Way too deep. That song makes me happy. So.
And personally, I love the Naughty by Nature, because I'm super. I love old school hip hop. Right. So when I hear him, you know, on the Naughty by Nature, and then when I hear Naughty by Nature coming on the track, I was like, yes! So I love that one. Love that one as well. That's a personal
thing. I love the fact that he had Usendor on the project as well. Usendor is, as I said, like, level up. When I heard Usendor's voice, it's timeless. And he's just one of Africa's greatest musicians ever. So for Burna to even have him on the album was just like, to me, it must have been like an honor for him, because it's an honor for me to hear him work with somebody who I still call as well. God, it's my brain has gone blank. Fella 2.0.
Right.
Yeah. So it's yeah, man. The album is solid, man.
Yeah.
Anything Burna put out to me is solid anyway. I don't care.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not a super Afrobeats person.
Yes, yeah. I know, but at least
I can't fight out this one.
He's trying to crack the door a little bit open. It's like,
yeah. For real.
So what's next? Is some other stuff. Well, we all know Beyonce, but Chloe and Hailey, if we give them a little beat up as well.
Yes. I was pleasantly surprised and very happy to see that, because, you know, sometimes it feels like they could possibly be overwhelmed by the machine that is Beyonce. Because, you know, we know that she's basically their mentor, whatnot, et cetera. But I'm happy that they're breaking out of that.
Yeah.
People recognizing them because they have beautiful voices. And then it's obviously going to get bigger, because we know that they're on a hit show, Grownish. And it's also will help that one of them is going to become a Disney princess in the future. Is Ariel? I believe it's Hailey, right?
I think it's Hailey. I think it's Hailey. Hailey or Halle, I don't know how they pronounce it.
I'm not sure how. I think it's Hailey. I'm very happy to see where they've come now, and they're still super young.
Yeah, you know, they're huge in the UK. They love them in the UK. Yeah, man, huge, very popular.
And big them up for those quarantine videos. Some top tier thing they were putting out in quarantine.
They kept us very, very, very
entertained and engaged.
Very much.
So
big them up for their R&B category nomination. Who else is next? That's like, there's some other people.
I mean, Megan. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yes.
The lady with the best knees ever.
Right.
And it's a good snub as well to Dabwaide, that after all she's gone through this year as well.
We still call him
Dabwaide. But it's so good that she's been, she worked hard and she deserves it.
Of course.
I mean, Megan is not my favorite rapper.
No, she isn't mine either, because I'm kind of an old school type of person, and I haven't gotten properly into this type of rapping. And you know, the mumble, I'm not there. But I can appreciate when somebody put the work in, and they're reaping rewards. I'm happy about that, and she deserves a win after that nonsense with that person. We're not gonna name that person.
I'm
very happy for her. Nah, never.
There's a best new artist category. with Megan is also in. And I want to pick up Chika because she is Nigerian, oh. And we were talking earlier, and you said you don't even know who she is.
Right, yeah, I didn't know who she was.
Yo, Homegirl is the one of the dopest. Next to Tierra Whack, there's Chika when it comes to female artists in hip-hop right now. And Chika is so dope. And her personality is just beautiful. And she's just bad. She's just bad. And she deserves everything.
I forgot check everything. I forgot check her around.
So I'm happy that she's been nominated. She's a cool person. About Doja Cat,
Yeah, let's move on. Maybe
we'll be scrolling on
controversy. Nah, we're not doing that one.
Can I tell you that I don't even know you listen to a lot of the K-pop. I don't even know, like, when I hear songs, people that's BTS. I don't even know what they sing.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't either.
People are you don't know. I'm like, I got nieces and stuff, but
I know who they are, but
They got Best Dance Recording. We want to big up.
The kids love them. The kids love them.
You can't get me to listen to them.
Yeah.
So we want to just big up Best Dance Recording.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're going to big up Diplo. Friend of Jamaicans, adopted Jamaican. So we're bigging you up for that, Dippy.
Diplo on side piece.
Yeah. Well, you can name yourself side piece. On my mind.
Well, you know.
Also, there's an artist that I really rate that's been nominated called Slow Tie. He's from the UK. He's a dope rapper. I still just want to give a shout out for him. There's a song called Disclosure with him and Anime. And, you know, Slow Tie is dope. So those that don't know, I'm straying away from my thing, but Imbad.
You have to pick up the diaspora regardless. Yeah.
Well, he's from my diaspora. He's from the UK. So I do like him. I don't know what else. I don't know the usual suspects. I don't know what else I can find on him.
I mean, Lady Gaga, some Beyonce, some Taylor Swift. Bieber is kind of a lot of people.
But is he nominated for an R&B, right?
Pop vocal album. Somebody was like, what? Over somebody like The Weeknd, because that's like how is Bieber so all over the charts, you know, best pop duo group with Quavo, and you know the pop album and whatever else, and they absolutely shut out The Weeknd.
Yeah,
and
that's
The Weeknd was on the top. But you know, it's the Grammys don't have any specific rules that they follow, because it's not necessarily that it sell a lot. It's not because you're probably on the charts for a very long time, because The Weeknd topped the Billboard charts, which means he's selling, he's getting radio play, he's being streamed and all of that. And they were like, no, not this year. That was bizarre for me.
Yeah,
that was cold.
That's bizarre. That's a snub. To me, that's a direct snub.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I don't know what's going on The Weeknd. Tell us, like, who did you upset? Because that just seems like very, very specific and very directed towards you, because you performed excellent.
Yeah.
For the entire year, and they just shut the door in your face. That is crazy.
Bam.
Yep. Like, no, not this year, Weeknd.
Well, what was Nicki Minaj arguing about? There was something that we saw recently. Nicki, you forgot to look after the baby. And just,
I think he was saying that, you know, hey, I told you guys about this. You know, I've said this over and over that they don't rate us, and you guys not listening.
But she didn't say it first. Public Enemy said it. Who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammy? They said it first.
Well, Nicki is probably the more new agey, because a lot of people probably don't even know who Public Enemy is.
They better recognize, go back and listen.
Probably
no
flavor.
Yeah, flavor.
But yeah, yeah. So Nikki was just like, hey, I've been saying this for a while that they don't have no time for us.
Yeah, they don't. So, they don't.
Yeah, but they don't. They really mistreat, a lot of black music.
Black music, R&B, hip hop. Yeah. Even when Kid mentioned that he's not going to come on a Grammy stage ever until they put that category on the main stage, I can understand mm-hmm. that as well mm-hmm. with us having our reggae Grammys as well. I mean, we shouldn't have to be waiting for Lauryn Hill or an Alicia Keys or whoever to bring us up on the main stage. We, our music speaks for itself, our culture speak for itself, and it needs to be...
And like you mentioned earlier, our music has given birth to all several of it. Mm-hmm. Forms of music.
Mm-hmm.
So, it feels like a disrespect
mm-hmm.
At this stage to not have the reggae Grammy at least televised.
And reggae and global, at least reggae and the global music Grammy, at least televised something.
I mean, the global is still kind of new though. But
yeah, but
I'm gonna ride for the reggae because
me riding the twedem. Come on, see at least some African artist or some Jamaican Caribbean artist somebody.
That's gonna take a while. They're gonna take a while because if they won't even fly the gate on the reggae, which is the Afro beats come from it, the reggaeton, which is massive, which they act like they don't want to acknowledge that it came from reggae and all that. I'm riding for the reggae for now. Yes, I agree with you. We can get into the global.
But
we have to go one step at a time. Yeah. And for me, the reggae needs to be treated better. They're mistreating us. But they use us and abuse us. They have other people who appropriate our music. You straight up listen to it and you're like, but this is reggae. Mm-hmm. So why Miley with the Flogon sample,
mm-hmm.
allegedly, mm-hmm. can be in a pop category, but they probably wouldn't have put Flogon in a pop category.
Mm-hmm.
How that makes sense? Mm-hmm. How it makes sense? Make it make sense how Bieber can be on a reggae rhythm, how Ed Sheeran can be on a reggae rhythm. How? I mean, I listen to some Taylor stuff though. She have some rhythm that we know say them sound like reggae. Katy Perry, all of them do it.
Katy Perry's Jamaican. That guy we take Celine Dion, so is Katy Perry.
so why no man, they need to treat us better, man. They need to treat us better. And the powers need to push them towards that.
So are you looking forward to watching the Grammys? Are you gonna be watching the live stream? Because I've been missing a lot of the live stream.
Yeah, on and off probably.
All right, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And congratulations to all those who have been officially nominated. And I think that's it. I think I'm going to go. See you later. Peace. Reasonings with Odessa is brought to you by O Access Media and Ideas Evolution.